Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the pondering of our hearts be pleasing to you, O humble God, who became flesh and who dwells among us. Amen. Amen. I'm bringing you good news of great joy. To you is born this day a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Welcome to Christmas Eve. You made it. Here we are, after more than a month of Christmas music, Christmas lights, tree trimming, shopping, cookie baking, Christmas partying, gift buying, gift wrapping, and gift wrapping, and gift wrapping. So I invite you now to pause with me in this time and space to breathe, to reflect, and to remember the humble beginnings of our Lord Jesus Christ. We heard one of our beloved Christmas stories from the Gospel of Luke this evening, describing the journey of Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, where there was no space in the inn, leading them to lodge in a space that sounds like a barn, where there is a manger, a feeding trough for animals. We're so used to this story, but if we slow down and listen carefully, it sounds a bit fantastical, doesn't it? A Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, is a swaddled baby lying in a feeding trough. A roughly hewn piece of wood that hay, or maybe sometimes grain, might be put into for cows or donkeys or sheep to eat out of. As one who lived on a farm, with a barn, with feeding troughs, I will tell you that most certainly animal slobber would have made its home in that trough. Most certainly mice would have been scurrying in and out of that trough. And probably a barn cat or two frequently slept in that trough, or maybe pretended to sleep while waiting for those mice to come looking for food. What a place for a newly born swaddled baby to lay. And not just any baby, but a Savior, the Messiah, the Christ, our Lord. And the angel says to the shepherds that this baby lying in an animal feeding trough, this baby is good news of great joy for all people. Last weekend, our church hosted a creche festival that featured contemporary nativity art in an exhibition entitled Hands of the People. And as I wandered around that exhibit, I felt like I was in a holy museum, a sacred space. Emotions were evoked and thoughts were provoked, and I was left haunted by one particular piece that said something new to me about the Christmas story. Isn't it beautiful and mysterious that we can hear this familiar story again and again over decades of life, and still we learn and experience something new within it that touches us in the deepest parts of our being? This piece of art that my mind couldn't let go of was created by an artist from Anchorage, Alaska, named Don Crandall, and entitled Inclusive Nativity, an Artistic Exploration of Christ in All. When I first gazed at this piece of art, I noticed it was divided into seven sections or panels, most of which had a mother and a child. And as I looked closer to the descriptions of each panel, I found myself captivated and holding my breath. Artist Don Crandall writes of this piece, and I quote, "In the heart of my artistic journey, I find inspiration in Christ's nativity, an enduring symbol of hope, love, and the profound miracle of birth. In the age of technology, where our world is digitally interconnected, my focus as an artist centers on inclusion and the exploration of ethnicity. Through a series of 7 panels, I aim to depict the birth of Christ within our modern, interconnected, and diverse world. Each panel represents a unique aspect of our human experience, reflecting the diverse challenges and triumphs that make us who we are." End quote. Here are the titles of those 7 panels revealing how the Christ child was depicted by Crandall. The Face of Autism, The Christ Child's Hand-Finger Deformities, The Christ Child's Cleft Palate, The Asian Family and the Language Barrier, Stillborn Death, Mother Mary and the Blind Child, Mother Mary and Postpartum Depression. In the artist's description of her intentions with these panels, she emphasized that she was holding challenges and triumphs in juxtaposition, emphasizing that our challenges do not diminish our worth and that love and compassion bind us together in our shared humanity. Artist Crandall speaks of her hope in this way. "It is my hope that these artworks can serve as a reflection of the inclusivity and unity that our world desperately needs." Our mission statement here at Christ the King declares that we are a welcoming and inclusive community, nourished by Christ in vibrant worship and committed to God's mission of love and service, especially to the oppressed and needy. How do we embody that welcome, love, and service inclusively? How do we welcome, love, and serve noisy children and their families who enter our worship space? How do we welcome, love, and serve those who enter our community with language and cultural experiences different from ours? How are we actively creating a community of welcome, love, and service for all people in a way that witnesses how very much we ourselves have been nourished by Christ? These are the kinds of questions we will continue to ask ourselves as a community of faith this coming year. Who are the unseen vulnerable in our world? Those who are struggling financially, who are fragile in health, who are poor in spirit, grieving, or experiencing injustice. Each and every one of these carries the image of God, the one who took on human flesh as a vulnerable baby. Divine love resides in the vulnerable. Mary, the mother of God, was a vulnerable teenager from a poor family living as a woman, as one of the least of these in her world. Yet, she became the Theotokos, the God-bearer, the one who viscerally carried, labored, and birthed the vulnerable God made flesh, baby Jesus, swaddling him, nursing him, loving him. We, like Mary, are at the same time both vulnerable and also called to be God-bearers. We don't have to understand all the complexities of our faith, but we can embrace the mystery as we seek to understand and live into what it means to be a God-bearer, bringing divine love and compassion into all the world. Do we recognize the image of God in those around us? Do we recognize the image of God in ourselves? Because each and every one of you is a beloved, vulnerable child of God who is treasured by God, our parent, who looks at you with loving eyes, seeing past any human-defined imperfections, surrounding you with perfect love and grace. And God loves you so very much that God took on flesh, becoming truly human and vulnerable, suffering in God's own humanity. And God's promise is to always be present with us in our own times of suffering and tragedy, and in times of celebration and joy, and in all the times in between. Christ is with us in postpartum depression. Christ is with us when physical challenges are present. Christ is with us through the complexities of neurodivergence and in the spaces where communication is difficult. Christ is certainly with us when there is grief because of death or tragedy, as he is the one who knew death so intimately that he conquered it, so that death does not have the final word, but rather life does. Eternal life, as defined by the word, Jesus Christ. None of these places of challenge and struggle and despair are spaces where God is not. That is why a vulnerable baby lying in an animal feeding trough is good news of great joy for all people. Because we have a God who did not fear vulnerability or humanity, but rather fully and humbly embraced humanity as an experience to embody literally. If you feel imperfect, not worthy, or full of shame, God is with you. If you're in a challenging season of life, God is with you. If you're experiencing grief or loss or incompleteness, if you feel vulnerable or lonely, if you are missing someone or something that could have been, God is with you. This is the message ingrained in our Christmas story, in the grains of wood in that animal feeding trough where that vulnerable little swaddled baby lay. That baby is hope for you and me and for all the world. That human baby, that humble God, Jesus, is the good news of great joy for all people. And so when the shopping is done and the gifts are wrapped and opened, when those Christmas lights come down, and when the Christmas music stops playing, remember the Christ child who has not left, but who dwells in you, and who shines forth hope into your life and through your life into all the world. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and also right here among us. Amen.